Jumbo Auk Ibarra Sabori. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. And a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Today is your day. And you should be celebrated for all that you do. Okay. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Spiritual Vitamins. As always, I am your brilliant teacher, the chosen one. Beloved, y'all know how I am. Y'all know what background I come from. Y'all know the understanding that I have when it comes to certain things in life. So I'm going to be as clear as I can be when I say this. In no way in shape or form do I believe that we should have a complete separation or segregation of anything. I believe that we need to celebrate unification altogether. Instead of celebrating separation, we need to be celebrating unification. Now, I am not diminishing women. I'm not diminishing other brothers. But I am here to tell you this, that it makes no sense that as a society, we celebrate and we don't advocate the understanding that instead of celebrating them separately, we should celebrate them together. Did you guys know that there is a Parents' Day on the calendar? It is July the 24th. It will be on July the 24th of this year. It is normally the fourth Sunday of July every year. Did you know that? But then I'm confused. We have this day that's called Parents' Day, but yet we'll sit here and we'll celebrate both people individually and then celebrate them all together. That makes logically no sense. Why celebrate them individually, then celebrate them all together? That makes logically no sense. Parents' Day does not even receive as much understanding and notoriety as Father's Day and Mother's Day would separately. I'm asking you, my brothers and my sisters, I'm asking each and every one of you, why, beloved, why do we not celebrate this holiday like Father's Day and Mother's Day? Why is this holiday separate from the others? I will never truly understand it, beloved. I will never truly understand it. I'm confused. Like, my mind is boggled and I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't. Please, beloved, understand. I don't understand why we do this. I don't understand it. I'm confused as to why we have to celebrate this holiday of Mother's Day and Father's Day, while we celebrate them separately, when there is an actual national holiday that is and should be celebrated worldwide. I believe every religion and every nation and every single denomination of faith and every single understanding of the way should celebrate Parents' Day, because at the end of the day, no matter which way you stop and think about it, now see, here we go. See, let's dive into this. Let's dive into this. See, let me tell you something, beloved. When we all were created on this earth, no matter what your religion is, we all can agree that no matter what, we were created by a being. Even if you want to say we evolved, our DNA itself came from something, and we were in existence. Now, normally, when man is created, there's still that whole idea of creation and procreation. Okay, let's be real. There's still that idea of procreation. Women being able to procreate and make children. And those women, when they make the children, Now, see, it takes a man's seed to be implanted into a woman for that woman to have that child. Now, see, a woman cannot. Now, get this. Let me fill your head with this. Get this. A woman already is born with the eggs already in her ovaries. Now understand, they're already there. The eggs are there, but it takes a chemical from a man's sperm in order to activate those eggs for her to be implanted to become pregnant. Ah, now see. She has to need, she is in need of that man to be able to give her the ability to have children. Now, whether you're in a homosexual relationship, whether you're in a lesbian relationship, or whichever type of relationship that you're in, no matter what, the whole idea and the understanding that procreation comes from a man and a woman is still something that no matter what has to be done. Even if you lived in an entire planet full of a bunch of women, society will begin as its own to die off, and men will be used as a farm to make children. No matter what type of relationship you're in, still a man and a woman is needed together in order to... Now see. You need a man and a woman in order to make children. Whether you're in a heterosexual relationship, homosexual relationship, it doesn't matter. Procreation is needed by both genders. So then why do we not celebrate both genders more widely? I do believe that Father's Day and Mother's Day need to be removed from the calendar. I do. I believe it needs to be removed from the calendar, and we need to celebrate Parents' Day more. It should be an outcry about this. People should be wanting Parents' Day to be celebrated instead of the separation of parental units. We should be celebrating both parents altogether. Parents' Day does not even get advertised. No one is going into their stores and putting up signs for Parents' Day, and no one is selling merchandise for Parents' Day. Literally, I can say this, Father's Day and Mother's Day are more commercialized than any other holiday except for Christmas and Easter. Let me ask you a question. For most Christians, when do you go to church? You go to church on Mother's Day. You go to church on Father's Day. You go to church on Easter. You go to church on Christmas, and you go to church on New Year's. Those are the only holidays, to tell the truth, if you're a real Christian, if you're not a real Christian, those are the only holidays, if you're not a real Christian, you're mostly going to go to church. Let's be realistic. Those are the only holidays you're mostly going to go to church. You're not going to go any other time during the year because what's the point? What's the point? You're going to go on Mother's Day. You're going to go on Father's Day. You're going to go on Easter. You're going to go on Christmas. You're going to go on New Year's. No one is even thinking to themselves that we have literally been pacified by a country that we call home, these United States of America, and we have been force-fed garbage down our throat that we should celebrate both people individually and then celebrate them all together. And the whole entire time, it's not like you can buy merchandise on Parents' Day. Now, I can vouch for this. I've worked retail sales for about 12 years. Every single business that I've worked for, I've moved up into upper management. So I have been responsible for advertising. I've been responsible for marketing. I've been responsible for putting the message out there, what we're selling. And a lot of the equipment or things or merchandise, rather not equipment, a lot of the merchandise that I used to sell in the stores where I worked at, I did begin to notice that there was a lot more merchandise on Mother's Day and Father's Day than it was for any other holiday. The only other holidays that matched it was Christmas, Easter, and New Year's. But I did begin to notice that, and I realized that. I said, wow, you know, there are other holidays. But yet those other holidays do not even receive an ounce of celebration as much as those holidays do. Now, I'm confused. Because for me, it has always been a thing that, you know, has been on my mind for a long time. I'm confused as to why we believe as a world that it's okay to continuously celebrate this understanding of the separation of mom and dad. There are homes where both parents are in it living together and they truly do love each other. But then you got Mother's Day, the father has to bust his tail and work hard to celebrate mom. And then on Father's Day, the mom has to bust her tail and celebrate dad. And then on Parents' Day, they don't really do nothing. Most people usually have to work. I can tell you this, man. So far, all 12 to 13 years of me working in retail, I've never ever seen any of my coworkers celebrate Parents' Day. I've never seen them say, hey, man, happy Parents' Day to you. I've never seen not one coworker say that. I can say this for sure. I've worked retail sales for 13 years, and I've never heard that. I've never seen it. And the thing that makes me so mad is the simple fact that people will be A-okay with this, and they don't say anything. It's like we have this misnotion in our brains of believing that it's okay for things to be this way and to continue to stay the way that they are. And we celebrate parents, these parents individually, and then don't even focus on what happens if we celebrate them together. There's so much division in our world, people, it's sick. So much division in the world is sick. Dads and moms, and the worst part about it is we as a society are okay with the way that things are. We don't say anything. It bothers me. All my years of being on this earth, man, every year, it gets harder and harder every day for me to fight this urge in my spirit to just say, it makes no sense that I'm being told that it's okay for me to celebrate things this way. Why? It's so difficult. Beloved, I want to leave you with this. Celebrate mom today. And on Father's Day, celebrate dad. But kids, celebrate both your parents all together on Parents' Day. There needs to be more of an understanding that, you know, Parents' Day, and I'm also going to be doing another episode soon where I'm going to be talking to you all about Children's Day. Most people don't celebrate that holiday either. I'm not going to get into that right now. But I want you guys to really pay attention and hear me when I say this. Seriously, we need to be celebrating both parents together and celebrating the identity of both people together in the household. Did you know that most African American children are raised in a home where both parents are not together? When most of the time, they're missing a father figure in the household more than they're missing a mom figure. Most foreigners that come over to this country are raised in two broken homes, where as though there is only one parent more than it is the other. And most of the time it's mom than it is dad. And it's sad because we know that this stuff happens. We know this stuff exists, but yet we never say anything about it. No one says anything. It's upsetting. Very difficult to know and understand and see this with your own eyes and know that this is happening. Beloved, we need to make this change. Let's do something about it, beloved. Let's say something about it. So, I'm going to seriously advocate and push that we really start trying to celebrate both parents together and less of celebrating them individually, because there is an understanding, yes, that mom and dad both should have separate days that they should be celebrated. But then let's also celebrate the homes that have the parents all together, that are together in the household. Let's celebrate that too. We shouldn't just focus on the narrative of celebrating the homes that are broken and don't have both parents in it. Let's push more for that. Let's push for more unification instead of separation. Jumbo out. Ibarasaburi. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. And thank you all for being on my show today. And let's push for unification. You guys know where I'm coming from when I say this. Let's push for unification and less for separation. We need to celebrate togetherness, not separation. I teach my kids that me and their mother, though we may sometimes not agree all the time, we try to keep it together and understand that unification is so much more important than separation. There are statistics that prove that a child raised in a home with both parents has a much more successful life than children raised in a home where parents are not together. Let's fix this. Thank you all for being on my show today. That's all the time I have for today. Much love to each and every one of you. Peace and blessings.